as the principle of the three Hebrews was made manifest when Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to worship the golden image in the plain of Dura. We can see what our duty is when truth is overborne by falsehood. Throughout Scripture, the Sunday law is used, it's illustrated. It's part of the end time scenario. The ancient prophets spoke more for our day than the day in which they lived. And here in Daniel 3, we see illustrated the Sunday law. And primarily, this testimony tells us that the issues, the message connected with the Sunday law test is going to go to the whole world. But it also confirms and reaffirms the other truths connected with the Sunday law about the experience of God's people, brothers and sisters. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not the only Hebrews on the plain of Dura. They're simply the only three Hebrews that prepared for the test that any of them could have seen coming. The Sunday law today is making its way in darkness, but on the plains of Dura, that image had to be constructed. It had to be set up. And those Hebrews that were there seen it. They had no reason not to understand the implications. And yet only three prepared for that event. Well, brothers and sisters, the building of that image on Dura, the setting of up prior to the test, is also illustrated in end time prophecy through the symbolism of the image of the beast. Sister White gives no other definition of the image of the beast than the combination of church and state. When secular power is used to sustain religious institutions and support their dogmas, this combination of church and state is symbolized in prophecy as the image of the beast. The Hebrews on the plain of Dura seen the image getting built, and they didn't prepare. We see today church and state coming together in the United States. And if you're not seeing it, brothers and sisters, you can go to the secular presses that watch what goes on in Congress and into the Supreme Court. There's rulings and laws today that have already been passed, that are being passed, that are being pushed through, that those commentators that are watching these things, not even the Seventh-day Adventists, are clearly telling the world that the wall of separation of church and state in the Constitution of the United States is about to be removed. Brothers and sisters, this image on the plain of Dura in our day, it's being constructed. It's about to be set up. And when it's set up and the command to worship it comes, there'll be a Sunday law. We're in a time period now when if we're not seeing these things, then we won't be prepared for the test. Are you seeing these things? Are you watching these things? Sister White says we should study the events taking place around us and compare them with the testimony of God's Word, that we would know the times in which we live. We need to